World leaders reacted with disappointment and growing alarm on Thursday after U.S. President Donald Trump announced sweeping reciprocal tariffs on imports, triggering fears of a global trade war and renewed economic instability. The new policy, announced on what Trump dubbed Liberation Day, sets a baseline 10% tariff on all imports to the U.S. from 5 April. From 9 April, steeper duties, ranging from 17% to 49%, will be imposed on around 90 countries that Washington claims maintain unfair tariffs on American goods. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by CBS News, at CBS News. The European Union, set to face a 20% tariff, warned of immense consequences. This is a major blow to the world economy, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said. She added that the EU is preparing countermeasures if talks fail, stressing, "If you take on one of us, you take on all of us." China, which will now face a 34% reciprocal tariff on top of existing levies, called on the U.S. to reverse the measures immediately. Beijing's Commerce Ministry warned the move would endanger global economic development and pledged to resolutely take countermeasures. The tariffs have drawn criticism even from some of Trump's traditional allies. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago earlier this year, called the move wrong and warned of a trade war that would weaken the West in favor of other global actors. Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin said the tariffs benefit no one and promised to protect Irish jobs and the economy. His deputy, Simon Harris, described the impact as significant and warned it could be felt for some time. In Asia, the response was equally strong. Japan's Trade Minister Yoji Muto labeled the 24% tariff on Japanese goods extremely regrettable and potentially in violation of WTO agreements. South Korea, now facing a 25% rate, said a global trade war had become a reality. Thailand, hit with a 36% tariff, said it would seek talks with the U.S., while Cambodia, facing the steepest increase at 49%, condemned the decision. A spokesman for the ruling Cambodian People's Party said, "As a small country, we just want to survive." India was hit with a 26% tariff on its goods, with Trump calling it a discounted reciprocal tariff for what he claimed were 52% duties imposed by India on U.S. imports. India's Commerce Ministry said it was assessing the decision, calling it a mixed bag and not a setback. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese criticized the tariffs as unjustified and said they would ultimately hurt American consumers. "We will not join a race to the bottom," he said. Israel, which had preemptively lifted its own tariffs on U.S. imports, was blindsided by a new 17% U.S. tariff. An Israeli official said the government was in complete shock.